Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, so we're live here at E3 2018, and I'm in the section here, Indie Arcade. And there was this one game that got my attention big time, especially a couple weeks ago when they sent me an email. There's a child, and we have...
Yeah, hi, thanks for having me. My name is Yunsung David Yu, the marketing manager for Akupara Games.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about this game, man, because it got my attention, and it reminded me a little bit of Battletoads with the vehicle and stuff, but we'll talk about more about that. But I noticed the soundtrack is amazing. The world is pretty cool to it, and it's very unique, you know. So what you can tell us about the game?
Okay, well, we're showcasing this game called Desert Child. It's a hover bike racing RPG, heavily inspired by the anime Cowboy Bebop, Akira, and Redline.
Oh, that's awesome.
This game was developed by a solo developer. All the art, animation, game design, everything was done by Oscar Bertain, who's from Western Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the idea of the game is that you're a poor hover bike racer trying to escape Earth to go to Mars so that you'll be able to actually compete in the Grand Prix, which is the greatest hover bike race. And throughout the game, you'll be able to actually race against other players, but more importantly, be able to traverse the different areas and encounter a lot of cool characters and a lot of like fun different activities.
So he developed this all by himself? That is insane. How long it took him to do this, man?
Well, the crazy thing is we actually met him last year, and he was just armed with a demo. Believe it or not, he was a booth right behind us.
Oh.
So when we had our time off, we just started chopping it up, and like last November, he ran a Kickstarter that was successfully funded.
Yeah.
And at that point, he was starting to look for a publisher. He remembered us, and he thought, hey, you guys are really cool. Let's work together. Yeah. And we've been working ever since, and we're about maybe 2-3 weeks away from finishing the game, and now we're probably like after that we're just gonna try to polish it and fix a couple of bugs.
So like for me, I mentioned to you how it got my attention because it reminded me of like Battletoads and all that stuff. So what was it that got your attention the most last year? Because you said he was like right close to you guys.
Yes.
So what was it? Was it the conversation or was it the game that stood out? Like what was it?
It was a combination of a lot of different factors. First of all, the art style is
really good.
It's very beautiful. It's aesthetically pleasing. It's a type of pixel art that it kind of harkens back in the days of like
games out of this world, right?
Exactly.
That's another thing too. They reminded me of that. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you know, back in the days when we played video games in the 80s and 90s.
Yes.
Exactly. And so it has that feel, but it has a very modern feel to it too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the soundtrack especially is very banging. In the fact that like Oscar actually made a couple beats on his own and actually incorporated a couple local artists from Australia.
That's awesome. Like hip hop because I'm into the hip hop.
Like the underground hip hop, a couple like the electro synth pop kind of things.
Yeah,
but it's a lot of things that were heavily influential to Oscar. So if you actually play the game, you'll see a lot of things subtly that he actually shows that injects humor and a little bit of his quirkiness. And to also add on to that, he's a very fun guy to talk to, and he has a very crazy imagination. So when you start talking to him, sometimes he goes, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm going to put this in the game. So a lot of times we joke around and goes, oh, that's a funny inside joke. I'm going to put that in the game. So his idea is to try to make a stylized game that's very cool. Like, that's what
it's fun, man. Like I love the laid back, and look, I always tell people this, man. Like, it doesn't have to be graphics, like, you know, all the way out 4K and all that stuff. But lately I've been playing a lot of Nintendo Switch games.
Yes.
And a lot of them are indie games, right?
Yes.
And a lot of them, I feel like when indie developers, they take risks, they do new things that nobody else is doing.
Yes.
And that's the thing that makes them like stands out from the rest of the other major companies and stuff. So when is this game coming out? Is this going to be available on all consoles, or are you going to start with just one particular console first, or what?
So we're looking at a late summer release this year.
Okay.
We're going to be releasing on the Switch,
Xbox, PlayStation,
and Steam.
Yes.
It's currently available on Wishlist on Steam. There might be an issue with us doing a simultaneous launch on the Switch, as we are encountering some issues, but it's not necessarily something that on our side. It's something with Nintendo and game makers.
Yeah.
But fortunately, they were able to actually patch those things up, so we're hoping for a simultaneous release.
That's awesome. Yeah, so price? You haven't thought of the price yet?
$9.99.
And you will have a great time. New adventure, right?
Yeah, totally.
Now, do you, what else you want to say about like enemies or puzzles? Is there anything like that too in the game? Well, very quick.
Well, I think one of the best parts about the game, and which would be great, is that we bring kind of back that couch co-op ability where you'd be able to play with your friends.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, we won't have online. But, you know, we'll be able to have multiplayer where two people will be able to compete against each other in races.
Awesome. And for more information about the game, where should go?
Please visit us at www.akuparagames.com. You can find us on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Akupara Games. You can also go on to the website www.desertchild.game.com to actually see the website that Oscar made himself. And you'll be able to actually go to the website and see kind of his quirkiness on there, too.
All right, cool. Albert, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you very much for having me.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.